Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, nice to have you along. It is hour two of our radio program today, where we are sort of talking sports with you, sort of not. Here now.
Stephon Diggs is a sports figure.
Do we have game five tonight? Is Thunder Timberwolves tonight? We do.
Yeah, and we got a hockey game, too.
Who's playing tonight?
In hockey or in the NBA?
Well, no, game five is Timberwolves Thunder.
Yeah, and game five in hockey is Florida and Carolina.
No, I don't care about that.
And you asked what we liked tonight, Isaac?
Yeah.
Who we like? We like a closeout parlay. We like Panthers and Thunder, both to win.
Okay.
Plus 140.
That's a parlay, plus 140?
Yeah, just both teams to win, not cover.
By the way, every series now in both leagues is 3-1. Or 1-3.
My Oilers?
Your Oilers. Although the Hyman has been busted, though, which is... Whew.
That's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
We need him.
Yeah. Yeah. Zach Hyman out. Surgery today on an... I live in hockey. They won't even... So, Zach Hyman, who is a power forward for the Edmonton Oilers. And yes, they do have power forwards in hockey. He got hit on a really weird... It was glancing blow to his hand. Didn't even look like anything. And he immediately dropped his stick. Doesn't come back to the game. And in hockey, they will never say when anyone's hurt with. They'll just say upper body, lower body. Well, they announced today he had surgery. And he's likely done for the playoffs, duh. But they won't even say what he had surgery on.
And he's not coming back.
No, just
say it's
his
hand.
But once the playoffs are over, then they'll be like, all right, yeah, you clearly broke a wrist or you broke a hand. Just, I don't know why we have to be like, he had surgery on an undisclosed upper body injury.
It'd be one thing if they were feigning like he was actually going to come back, but if that's not the case, then what's the point?
Well, and even if you are coming back, everyone knows that you hurt a hand and arm. Something with that arm, we all saw it. Why are we having to do the big ruse here? Just tell me what happened.
So when did they get power forwards in hockey? I thought it was forward.
He is a forward.
He's a big burly
he's
forward.
A big burly.
There's
so
different
they call
styles.
Those guys power forwards.
And they just it's kind
it's
of
a new thing.
It's a tongue in cheek play on the NBA
because a lot of other forwards or wingers are speed guys, and
they're kind of candy asses. And Hyman's got a big ass. Yeah. The Hyman's got a big ass, and he parks it down in there and gets her done.
Do they have point guards in hockey?
They do not. They have
the point.
They have a point, but there's not a point guard. That would be a point on, the power play.
Well, anyway, Panthers-Hurricanes tonight.
Yes.
Game five.
Yes.
We've got some Ducks news coming up here momentarily, but I want to talk about Roland Garros for a moment.
That bothers me.
The new
French
Open.
Just so you know, I'm just not okay with it.
I heard you. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't think they care.
Can we please call it the French Open?
No. No, I'm going to call it by its proper name because I'm a proper sportsman.
Yeah, the proper name is the French Open.
So Alexander Zverev is really good at tennis. Do you know him?
Not really, no.
Yeah, he's good at tennis.
I have fallen outside. Was it is it Alcaraz?
Yeah,
dude. Outside of him, tennis has become like just a. It's just
well,
a,
the big three are gone.
I know more.
Wait, are they?
Djokovic is still playing, but not especially well.
Okay, Joker's still playing.
I know more WNBA players, and that's saying something, than I do professional tennis players.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I don't think I
could rattle off like 8 WNBA players, maybe 9.
Go.
Damn you.
All right, we got Caitlin Clark.
1.
2. Angel Reese.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Paige Beckers.
3.
Cameron Brink.
4.
Sabrina.
Sabrina who?
Ionescu.
5.
And then the Aja Wilson.
That's right. I think it's 6. Asia, but yeah.
Asia. AJA, right?
Yeah.
Asia.
That's 6. 2 more.
Aaliyah Boston.
That's right.
You could be making that up.
No, that's correct.
Sabby?
Close.
Sabby, the duck. The duck, Sabby.
What's her name?
Sabby, Sabba, tell
Samsonite. I was way
You don't know her name.
Brittany Griner?
There you go.
She's still playing?
Yeah.
Brittany Griner's still playing?
Well, you did it. Nice job.
Boom.
That's you were thinking Satu Sabaly.
Satu Sabaly. Hey, that counts.
What'd you call her? Sabaly?
Sabby.
Sabby Satu.
Sabby Swami Samson. I can't name 8 tennis players. I guarantee that.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, hot WNBA talk. Can you name 8 tennis players? I don't think you can. And
here
you
we
supposedly
go.
Love tennis.
I don't think so. Let's try it. Yeah. So you're saying Novak Djokovic is still playing?
Correct.
Which you didn't know, by
There's
the way.
There's one.
That's a freebie.
Svetlana Svlenkas?
Dude, you're done.
She's good.
No, she's not.
You're done.
Svatek.
Close. Does she have a first name, and could you try that pronunciation again?
Svitek.
Does she have a first name?
She does, but I don't know it.
I believe you're thinking of Iga Świątek.
Who's the guy?
Yeah, dude.
The American
Yeah, you're out.
Guy.
You are so done.
The American guy.
The American guy.
Yeah, which one?
There's a tall one, and there's a black one.
Jesus.
Can you mix
John Isner.
Is that what you're
John Isner.
Is the tall one.
No, he's the old guy. There's a young...
Riley Opelka. He could be the tall one. Ben Shelton, is that the tall one you're thinking
Taylor
of?
Fritz.
He's tall and black.
Taylor Fritz. He's the tall one.
Don't know.
Yes, that's the tall one.
You don't know anything.
That's the tall one.
I understand, but you didn't know him until I said him.
Well, I know him. I picture him in my head. And then, God, who's the...
Yeah, I
failed.
Thank you. Continue with your hot French Open discussion.
Can you give me the list of American tennis stars?
Francis Tiafoe.
That's who I was thinking of. I like him.
He's
Tiafoe.
Black.
He's a black guy. I was watching him on that tennis documentary on Netflix. You know, they did like a, you know, the full swing on golf?
Yeah, I saw it.
They did one of those on tennis.
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix, then I immediately scrolled right by.
I watched the first one and didn't love it.
Yeah, it's not the greatest, but, you know, if you want to get some insight into those, like, they're insane, too, because, you know, I think tennis players a lot like golfers because they're individual sports.
It's insane.
They're just... I think they're a little crazy. Like there's
That's not what you said earlier.
Yeah, it is.
I believe you used a different term.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
So anyway, Alexander Zverev is a good tennis player, and he's there at Roland Garros, the new French Open.
He is the third ranked player in the world, and he is of Kraut dissension.
So
he's a German.
May also be a domestic abuser.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
A couple different girlfriends have reported him after hotel fights and such.
This went down a dark term, but all right.
But he's got a cool thing that Isaac's going to talk about.
He has got a great watch.
He's got a great watch?
Yeah.
Timepiece.
Yeah, timepiece, as they call it. So he was on the TNT. So TNT, as you heard with the Charles Barkley promo.
Has the French Open.
They have Roland Garros. And they had Alexander Zverev on their broadcast. And Adam Lefko, who is growing on me as a host, he was on there and he points out Zverev's timepiece, his watch. It is a roulette watch. And I don't know if you've seen these,
but it
tells time in the middle, like a real, you know, watch.
Yeah.
But then around the edge, it has a roulette wheel and you can spin it. And that watch is $300,000 in value.
I see it right here.
And Zverev, they asked him to spin it, spin the roulette wheel.
Yeah.
And Zverev goes, okay, pick a number. If any of you get it right, you get the watch.
Yeah, I see the clip right here.
He was going to give them the watch. Dude, 300 G's.
That's free. Now no one got it.
No, because they didn't pick the numbers right.
Dude, that's pretty kick ass.
So,
do you think he actually would have? If they
yes,
did?
I do. Yeah.
It sounds like, by the way, he didn't pay for that watch. He's
right.
And that's why he's giving it away.
He's sponsored. He's sponsored by that watch.
And I'm sure that the watch company loved that.
Yes.
Right? Because now everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, that's badass.
So Chris Eubanks
By the
is,
way, he's a handsome devil, too.
Who?
Zverev. Yeah, he's a good-looking dude.
I kind of have a man crush on him, to be honest with you.
So Chris Eubanks is on there. He guessed 12. Sam Querrey responded with a 31, and Lefko, 33. Mm. But the number was 4.
See, I wouldn't have never guessed 4.
I wouldn't have either.
I only go with sports numbers.
Does that make you feel better?
It does make me feel better.
That even if you and I had the were in that position,
no way
we would not have guessed 4.
There's zero chance I ever would have picked 4. There's only a handful. Like, do you do this too?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I have go-to numbers.
I have go-to numbers.
And I'm sure that's what theirs were.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I would assume.
Lefko's 33.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
33.
You know, maybe you're a Larry Bird guy or basketball Bird, Jesus, whatever. Like my, like you, maybe 5 for you because of George Brett, right?
Yeah, I'd do 5. Or roulette, I'd do 29 as well. That's my lucky number.
Yeah, you go with 29. Yeah. You played softball at number 29. I remember that.
Well, 29, I've told you this story, but the first time we were in Vegas, we had no money, but we thought we did.
Yeah.
You know, one of those. And we were down to our last, first night, we were down to our last $25 chip, and we put it on 29.
Yeah.
And it hit.
And you felt great. I mean, now it's...
Well, I mean, dude, when you have no money...
It feels
money,
like you won the lottery.
Yes. We were like, oh my God, this place is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
I think we won, what is it, 35 to 1, so whatever that is, 700 some bucks.
Yeah.
And it changed our whole trip.
Dude, that's amazing.
So to this day, I will always bet 29, black 29.
If I have to do, well, Wesley Snipes said, always bet on black. And I don't, because my favorite number is 19, Iserman, and 19 on the roulette wheel is red. So Red Wings,
black,
19.
Please, thank you.
So I always go... If I had to pick one number on a roulette wheel, it would always be 19.
Blood,
red, no. Red 19.
Well, anyway, they didn't get it, and he kept the watch. But
that's pretty cool.
So far is the coolest thing that's happened at Roland Garros.
Nothing else has happened?
Well, they're in the early stages of the tournament. Mm. Do you care?
The answer to that is no. And ask me if I care about the later stages.
You don't care who wins the Roland Garros?
No. I have not cared about a tennis tournament since... the Joker was going to break the record. That was the last tennis tournament that I could say I paid any attention to.
What if
whatsoever?
What if clay court boy?
Are you all right?
Well, what's his name?
Rafa Nadal.
Yeah, Rafa was still playing.
Maybe. I mean,
but he's because
he's out.
But he's not.
And Federer's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like
I don't know anybody, and I don't
except
care.
For Tiafo.
I honestly, and this, I'm being dead serious here. Of the sports that are not like fringe, like frisbee golf, right? So if you're going to say all the sports, because I'll bowling doesn't count because no one, like, of the major sports. So you got the four major ones, you throw in soccer, you throw in women's basketball, you throw in, you throw tennis. What else would be included in this? Like horse racing. I think you wanted to do that. Boxing, MMA. Am I missing anything that isn't just beyond fringe?
No.
Because like lacrosse is too fringe, volleyball. No, there's no real pro leagues. There's no real money in that. In the money-making sports, there is not a sport that I would watch. And I'll include rugby and Australian rules football in this because I watch those. There is not a sport I watch less.
Than tennis?
And that I care less about.
Really?
Than professional tennis.
Very bottom of your list, huh?
And growing up, I liked tennis. I used to wake up when I was a kid and watch Breakfast at Wimbledon. I liked
tennis too.
I liked tennis. I grew up watching tennis. I even, you know, played a little tennis. I thought it was a fun sport. For whatever reason, I have no interest. I don't care. I don't know any of the players. I don't follow any of the storylines. When I do try to watch, I find the game uninteresting, especially the male game, because it's two just bombing it at each other. There's just nothing. The last three that I gave two craps about, or two of them are gone, and the last guy is older, and I don't care.
All right. Well, in tennis's face.
I think tennis has a problem, because I think there's a lot of people that are like me. Tennis used to be a much bigger deal, especially, and I'm sure over in Europe and other places it's a bigger deal. When was the last time, Serena Williams. So you take Serena Williams out of it. When's the last time we had a U.S. tennis player that anyone cared about? Andy Roddick, people cared about, and he wasn't even any good. And yet it was
Coco Gauff.
Yeah, I guess. You know, throw her one.
Naomi Osaka for a minute, but then that faded.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gone. There's just no. Serena was the last. She held up that thing for a long time. But now that she's gone, there's just nothing. No one could pick, you said, Taylor Fritz and...
Yeah, Taylor Fritz.
No one could pick any of those people
Francis
out of
Tiafo.
Dude, that guy can walk down any street in America and no one gives two flying you-know-what.
Arena Sabalenka?
Sure.
Keys, Madison Keys, I think.
Keys won the Australian this year.
And by the way, McEnroe has talked about this. McEnroe has talked about it for years, that the American tennis game is dead and they have to do something to revive it or it's just going to just become obsolete.
Do they have to? Or does it matter?
I don't know. Well, I think it matters to John McEnroe.
Okay. Well, I'll tune into his podcast. I'm sure he has one.
Oh, yeah, probably. I just hear him do interviews where he's trying to, he for years has been trying to rebuild American tennis, and I don't think it's working.
It's not going great.
No.
For John.
No, it's not.
Listen, we have some duck news, a couple bits of duck news coming up next.
I didn't realize this was such a hot button topic.
I don't know why it is.
I don't know.
I think it's just because there's nothing else.
Dirk claimed it was the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to the Oregon Ducks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
I was
true.
Like, what?
That's a hot take.
Boy, that was like the
sizzling.
Hottest. Yeah, that was like Schultzy hot take.
You out of mind?
I didn't know what to do with that.
All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan. Yeah, that's right. Nice to have you along.
Here now.
You know? Boy! Some Ducks news today. As the basketball team will be getting Nate Biddle back.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Pulls name out of the draft. We saw there's been like four or five guys that were either first round or, you know, borderline first, second round guys.
Girl, you something else.
Pulled their name out of the draft and are coming back to college. Well, I mean, obviously, if you're not going to be like a top 10 pick, dude, go back and get NIL. I'm sure Biddle for Oregon, that's a nice chunk of change he's probably going to be putting in his pocket.
Good for the team, too.
Absolutely.
Shelstad's back.
And I think it's good for the sport.
Yeah, of course. They've got Kwame Evans coming back.
I was trying to think.
Bamba.
There was a night. Who's the? He was from Arkansas. Boogie Flan.
Boogie Flan's coming to Oregon?
No. He pulled his name out of the draft and he's transferring to Florida. So
damn.
You know, it's like it's one of those. And then one of
front runner.
Yeah, and then one of Texas Tech's big guys.
Williams
pulled out of the draft, and I don't know if he announced where he was going, but. I like that they don't come, at least Biddle's coming back. Most of these guys are like, yeah, I'm coming back and I would like the most money. At least Biddle, from what I understand, he's coming back to Oregon.
Yeah. Oregon boy, too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Anyway.
And he makes the argument for a lot of the year, he was their best player. I mean, Shellstad was their best player, but Biddle was he was right there. He
good
was
news
a big deal.
For Dana Altman.
Yes.
God dang, what do you think?
Yeah.
Bad news for Dan Lanning. As the kid that got him to jump in the pool for him.
Yeah.
The kid, remember we talked about that video where...
Dude, it's really awkward.
There were a couple of hots hanging out.
Richard Wesley.
And the kid's in his underwear.
Yeah.
And then he's got like a scream mask on his crotch. It's very...
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Boy, it's
didn't sit well.
It's one of the more awkward videos, but he's a five-star edge rusher and he wants to jump in a pool with scream mask on his crotch and his undies. You do it. And Lanning went along with it.
Lanning did do it.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, he decommitted from Oregon in what some think apparently is the most embarrassing moment in the history of Oregon.
Which I don't. I was listening to my favorite morning show as I was walking the, you know, walking.
What?
The
what?
I look. Granted, it's kind of embarrassing, but.
It happens.
Do we not remember Roboduck?
Is it only embarrassing
Yeah, I was trying to think of what I would rank as the most embarrassing moments. It wouldn't be that. Roboduck's way up there.
You went into the game against Ohio State as the number one undefeated team in the country talking a bunch of S, and it was 34-0 at the half.
Yeah, that's worse than this.
You also went into Georgia a couple years ago with Dan Lanning for the first time, and they laid 60 on you.
It was 49-3.
Oh, 49
carried away.
Sorry. Let's also not forget about the time that you played Boise State with Chip and was talking all that ass. and Boise rolled you, and you ended up punching him. Like,
yeah, the punch, the blunt punch, that might be up
there.
Can
I offer the blowing the lead to only rushes in the second half of the Civil War?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the first one I thought of was blowing a 31-point lead in the Alamo Bowl to Gary Patterson at TCU.
No offense. Look, Dan Lanning jumping into a pool and clearly not wanting to take a shirt off, and so putting his back to the camera and the kids in his under. It's weird, okay? It's weird, but it's recruiting, and every kid wants to do something stupid for recruiting. You kind of have to go along with it. And then he decommits. And by the way, he may still pick Oregon. He's not saying he's not going to Oregon. He's just an indecisive jackass 17-year-old because that's what they do. So it's between like Oregon and like three other schools. If he comes back to Oregon, then it's not a big deal. Is it a great look? No, but I don't even think it's that embarrassing, let alone the most embarrassing.
I think it's more embarrassing for the kid than for the Ducks.
Exactly.
Here's a question. So this kid is in the 2026 class?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So it used to be that you'd pay kids to come to your school, right?
Well, it still is.
Okay, but what this is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
So he's going to visit Ohio State.
Yes.
For the opener against Texas.
Yes.
Is he already getting money from Ohio State to do that, or are they just promising him that once he gets there, they're going to give him a bag for NIL?
It is my understanding that to get a 5-star to show up on your campus, you got to give him a little. You got to give him a little something. It's not much. I mean, let's say like 10 grand.
So I would decommit too if, put it this way. Hey, Dan Lanning, I love you. Let's jump in the pool together. We'll film a video. It'll be great. I'm coming to Oregon.
Yeah.
And then Ohio State's like, hey, just come to the Texas game. We'll give you 10 grand. I'd be like, okay.
Well, and this happens all the time. I've been told that what happens is even after a guy commits, and if they say, hey, he's rock solid, which clearly this guy wasn't, and you see people taking random visits, that's all it is. It's a cash grab.
Yeah.
But for the other schools, the chance to at least say you had a 5-star show up, it's good for your program, and you never know when you could, you know, you get a kid in front of you. Right. Oregon does this. They always say that you don't want Oregon to have the last crack at a kid. Like when a kid shows up to Eugene, and he is coming back to Eugene for a visit, that Oregon can put the press on you maybe better than anyone.
If they're making the final pitch. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, like very few kids, you get a handful of official visits. Most of them at this level are taking that because each visit puts a little extra, you know, puts a little extra something in your pocket. And for a 5-star kid, 10 grand may not be the end all the be all, but it's still 10 grand.
I mean, 10 grand to a 17-year-old still probably pretty nice.
You do it, decommit and recommit 15 times.
Well, you can't do that.
150K, baby.
You only have so many official visits, but yeah, you know.
Can they pay you for unofficial visits?
I don't think that's the
what about
works.
That?
I think once you pay someone to go to your to visit the school, like that's probably the end of it.
Can I get some of that pink candy Stephon Diggs is doling out?
I bet you get some sweet gear. I bet you when you show up at Oregon, I bet you leave with a goodie bag that is just for a kid that's like a sneakerhead or whatever.
Yeah, maybe some shoes that can't be bought.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Here now.
Unfortunately when I took my visits, we didn't get to do it.
Here now.
We got like
good luck to me. Yeah, now.
You may get like an illegal sweatshirt or something. And it was illegal back in the day. Recruiting sucked back in the day.
Remember when Jim Harbaugh got in trouble for like buying a burger or something?
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember those days?
Well, and then he said, no, I didn't do that.
And then he lied about
it. And they're like, the kid's like, no, he did that. I remember what he ordered. It was, he ordered like a cheeseburger with bacon and an egg on it. And they're
can't
like, for
that.
Breakfast?
We had a scandal thing where we had to, I think we all had to repay like $30. We had a bunch of Polynesians on our team at BYU, and it still happens, and I'm not sure how or why, but a lot of the Polynesian families move with their kid to wherever they go to school. I find it fascinating.
Support.
Keep the nuclear family together.
Yeah. The idea of Boole and Bob moving to Provo. I'm like, yeah, how about we not do that? Thanks, Mom. But one of our Polynesian players, their family moved to Provo with him, and they opened a little like a teriyaki place, and so we got to just go and eat there. And this was back before we had like meals, like you were on your own, so we could always go there, and they had a little kitty, the waving kitty, and whatever money you could put in, but if you just wanted to go there, it was free. whatever you want. It was free. And then they were like, hey, if you got a couple bucks, throw it in there. And that got busted. And I think they made us all, like anyone that had been there, I think we had to repay like literally 30 bucks. And that was a serious like NCAA thing. It's like we had to pay restitution.
Did you keep it under wraps or did it get out into the news?
From free teriyaki. I don't know how we got busted, but probably someone, I don't know, someone was talking about it. Or I don't know.
That sounds like a lack of institutional control.
But that was a real thing that we had to have team meetings about you weren't allowed to accept. You weren't allowed to accept that. Like you couldn't go in and someone couldn't buy you lunch.
Impermissible teriyaki benefits.
That was impermissible teriyaki benefits.
All right. Well, I'm sure Dan Lanning will get over it. It's recruiting these days. It's
gonna. They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
Wow. You still have to kiss that kid's weird underwear ass because you're still trying to get him to come back.
In the news is coming up next. Forget Bandon Dunes. How about Bandon Safari Park? That's next year's buck.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How long could we stall with just Rop Drops?
I was starting to wonder that. I think I could have gone at least another 90 seconds.
That's what I was like. I was sitting there and I was like...
Without running out of original material.
Well, I was going to cut in... And
that
then
is problematic.
So I was getting ready to cut in, and I was like, you know what? This is better than anything I got. And then I had the thought of, how long can this go?
We
and so it sounds
that.
Like it sounds like we had a lot. Yeah, you know,
I feel like there was still a lot left in the tank.
Your balls jiggling? Sorry, hit by a
understand.
Sneaker there.
Yeah, sneaker wave. So I was going to come in and fill some time before ITN, but I didn't have to. You filled your own time.
Maybe
and by
we
the
should
way,
do
it
that
was
someday.
Spectacular.
Maybe we should someday play the open, start the show.
Have you not come back from break and do a whole segment?
And just play drops.
See where it goes.
See what happens.
Good times.
All right, it's May 28th, 2025. It's time for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Now, today's a very strange day because it is International Hamburger Day.
Mm, as opposed to American Hamburgers?
But it is also National Brisket Day. Mm. So I feel like one of those two is doing a bit against the other. You know, like, that should not be the same day.
I wouldn't think so.
But brisket trumps hamburger, obviously.
Does it?
I think it does.
I think that's closer than you think. Hamburger's more, I'll tell you this. Obviously, brisket better than hamburger from a quality standpoint, but hamburger is way more popular than brisket.
And way easier barrier better. For entry. Like, a good brisket is hard to come by. I mean, you can get it places, but come on, anyone can have a burger anytime.
I'll tell you right now.
The everyman's food.
But brisket's better than hamburger.
It's better, yeah.
But I'll tell you this. If we show up at a gathering, and you show up with a brisket, like, you get a thing of brisket, and I show up with a bunch of burgers, I'll bet you the burgers go faster than the brisket.
They might. Depends but the brisket is better, and that cannot be argued.
Well, I'm not trying to argue.
It's more popular. I get that.
But if the hamburger is more popular, we sell way more of them. An easier entry.
Barrier for entry.
Like, there's more good hamburgers than there are good briskets.
Brisket's a labor of love. You have to cook the thing for like 12 hours.
Can you make an argument that why is the brisket better other than we're just saying it's better?
Because it tastes better.
Yeah, it's better meat.
Then wouldn't you just make a brisket hamburger?
They should, yeah.
I've had brisket burgers.
Yeah, I've had them.
A brisket sandwich is wonderful.
Yeah, brisket sandwich is delightful.
Primetime Southern Coast, Oregon.
I'm not going to lie right now. You know what I want? I don't want brisket. I now want a hamburger.
You
want
to go to Bucky's.
I kind of want some brisket.
Little Bucky brisket.
Yeah, anytime you say brisket, I instantly want brisket. Mm. If you say burger, I have to be in the mood.
Mm. Well, I have got a problem, and I haven't succumbed to it yet, other than I went one time when it first opened. They put a effing Shake Shack. I have to drive by it every day now on the way to my house.
Nice.
It's right on the corner of my street.
Shake Shacks are pretty good.
And I, every day I drive by it, I'm like, son of a gun. It smells so stinking good. And then I'm like, no, you shouldn't be eating those every day.
I think you should.
But man, it smells good.
Hamburgers. Beef brisket.
Sam Elliott knows.
Catalonian beef ragu.
I don't even know what that is, and I want it.
Investigators who seized more than 300 animals during the search of a troubled animal safari park on the southern Oregon coast near Bandon say they also found meth, $1.6 million in cash and bonds.
Nice.
And dozens of firearms.
Now,
it's a party.
I'm not going to say the $1.6 million in cash was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But if you told me that you seized animals from some sort of shady park, the meth and the, like, that's like...
That all tracks.
Yeah. That's the least shocking thing ever. The $1.6 million is a little bit like, whoa. But firearms and meth, yeah, that goes hand in hand. I'd expect nothing less. Did we not learn anything from Joe Exotic?
Yeah, I guess it's called the West Coast Game Park. Yeah. I'd never heard of it. Down in Bandon. It had been operating since 1960s, but they closed it and the animals were not being fed. They found a dead tiger in a freezer.
Yeah, that's bad stuff.
The big cats were starving, rodent droppings in food. So it was bad. But at least they had $1.6 million in cash, you know.
Yeah,
instead of,
to buy food. Just the fact that you had $1.6 million in cash.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you think that looks like?
I bet you it's not as impressive as you think.
Yeah.
Like, I think in your mind you have like...
Well, we did this
once. Yeah, we talked about it once.
The 10-pound box of $100 bills is like $300-some thousand, I think.
It's not as big as you think. Yeah, I think $1.6 million you would fit into a big duffel bag, I think.
So that'd be...
If it was all hundreds, you know.
So 5 10-pound boxes of $100 bills. So 50 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a lot, but I don't think
it's like a fifth grader.
I don't think it would wow you.
I guess I'll never know.
I do not think I will ever have $1 million in cash, let alone $1 million in $100 bills.
We have a new entertainment venue about to break ground in Portland.
Yeah, I saw this. We were talking about this a while back when they were planning.
Yeah. Construction at the Lloyd Center will begin this summer. It is a global live entertainment space from AEG, 68,000 square feet venue. It will hold between 2,000 and 4,250 attendees. And it is at the site of the former Nordstrom building along Northeast Multnomah.
Yeah.
So right there at the mall there.
Well, and I don't know if we need...
They've been talking about this for years.
I don't know if we need another one of these because I think we have a lot of smaller club venues. But, I mean, if it's well done, it's just another cool place to go see shows.
Apparently, they've been working for 9 years to try to find the right site here.
Hmm. And it's the old Nordstrom, huh?
Yeah. Kind of weird.
Well, I mean, and that 4,000 seats is like... I mean, that's a big size. I think, like, the Roseland's, like, 1,500. So you can, you know, 4,000's
a good... I feel like we have a lot of venues of that size.
That's what I'm saying. I think we have a lot of, like, between 1,000 and maybe 2,500. So, and the fact that you said this was between 2 and 4,000, so I think this is on the larger side of that.
Well, it's a-coming, whether you like it or not.
Well, is there anyone that doesn't like it?
Oh, I think so. Wasn't this one a controversial one?
Well, maybe the people, like, maybe if you're the McKellar or one of those other, maybe you're pissed because you...
I thought people in the neighborhood didn't like or something. Noise, you know, noise ordinances and all that.
You like that? You like that?
Really? There's always somebody that opposes something.
There's a lot of people down by the Lloyd Center that don't want to hear noise other than gunshots. I think we'll be fine. Let's not act like that area down there is the nicest in the world. Maybe this will help clean it up a little bit.
We've got some new toxic algae that we've discovered. Gotta tell you about.
Is that killing the pets?
It's killing the pets. It's eating the dogs and the cats.
It's no good.
They're
man.
Eating the pets.
And what's more important, parks or police? The debate next on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A quick follow-up on the music venue, Sitch. The one that is being opposed more than the one at the old Nordstrom's at Lloyd Center is that one on the Central East Side that Live Nation is putting in.
Okay.
Remember they were fighting?
I do remember that. There was like someone
They were like dueling banjos.
Yeah.
By the way, this is in the news May 28, 2025. So that one, a lot of people are opposed to that one because it's a Live Nation venue. Because everybody apparently hates them for some reason. But this one, someone was asking, this one that they're putting where the old Nordstrom is, they're blowing that whole thing up.
Yeah.
And this is an indoor venue. It was kind of unclear whether it was outside, like on the roof there, mm-hmm. or inside, and it's its own 68,000 square foot, two-story, multi-purpose event structure.
Yeah.
So they're demolishing everything and putting this up. So.
And the Live Nation one, by the way, they're similar.
That's an outdoor, isn't it? Or am I wrong about that?
No, I think it sounds like they're both indoors, and they're similar size. The one at Lloyd Center would be slightly bigger, but it's close.
Just what we need. Two more.
Yeah, two more.
Small concert venues.
Second follow up.
Yeah.
$100 bills in $1 million fits comfortably in one normal size briefcase and weighs about 22 pounds.
$1 million.
If you're wondering what it was.
Oh.
So
we overshot the 10-pound box of $100 bills. Though.
Yeah, weighs 22 pounds and fits comfortably in a briefcase.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
And there are some people that want to phase out the. I also found this. There's a bunch of people that want to phase out the $100 bill for that way. It's harder for criminals who deal in cash, because if you had smaller denominations, it would be much harder to transport large.
Listen,
that makes sense.
It does, but I can't get behind that. I am a C-note guy.
Yeah.
I just think...
Look at you,
I think
roller.
The $50 bill is mid.
I feel like the $50 bill is nearly obsolete.
I know.
I don't even see those.
That's exactly. You want two 50s or a C-note?
Yeah, C-note. Yeah. I'm with you.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
Now, would you want 520s?
I kind of want 520s.
Or a C-note?
No. So,
see, I want a C-note.
If I'm pulling out cash, I usually do the...
Depends on how much you're pulling out.
I understand. But a standard for me, if I want a little cash on hand, is one C-note and 520s, and I feel pretty good.
Okay. What if you're pulling out $500?
$400 bills and 520s.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I take five C-notes.
The C-note is always better, but I like having some smaller ones for, you know, it's nice to have some smaller. But yeah, the $100 bill is the way to go.
Well, there's a new type of algae forming into mats along the Columbia River.
Killing pets.
Killing dogs.
Can't have that.
Like they're eating the dogs.
You do have that.
The Pangs, George and Elise, lost their dog, Cedar.
Yeah.
This is so sad.
It is sad.
Because they said that they took the dog out. By the way, Cedar was the best dog.
Yeah. You've never seen a dog like this.
Very sweet.
People were saying.
Loving, great.
Very people. Successful. Very rich. Yeah.
He was a rich dog. Well, the Pangs put their boat into the water, the big water, the ocean water. Actually, it's not ocean water. Put it in the Columbia. But they were celebrating Cedar's second birthday, and they said that they had spent the day running on the beach mm-hmm. with the dog, but... stayed out of the river. The dog was not in the river. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they said their dog came out to where they were, and he kind of had this sick look on his face. And they said he got up, collapsed, vomited, and that was it. He was dead.
Well, I just saw that it died from the algae, but if it didn't go in the water, how did it?
I don't know.
What?
The algae on the rocks or something? Like...
The Pang said Cedar wasn't breathing. They rushed him to a veterinarian. The doctor could not revive him. Then Elise said she started to feel ill. She said, I started tingling on my tongue and had some brain fog. We didn't know what it was. We were worried it was drugs or something like that. Then the vet told him it was likely a toxic algae exposure. Tests from a stomach sample obtained by Clark County health officials confirmed that's exactly what it was.
So we don't know how it got in there if they didn't go near the river, but it...
How would you have accidentally taken drugs?
I'm going to use that next time. Are you on drugs?
I'm feeling kind of foggy. I wonder if I might have taken drugs.
That happens to me from time to time. Who's to say? Who's to say what drugs...
I'm foggy. It's because I took the drugs.
It wasn't from a blue-green algae bloom like those known to form on the surface of lakes and slow-moving water. Rather, it was traced back to a benthic algae mat. According to experts, they can grow on riverbeds and rocks before detaching and floating to shore in clumps.
There you go.
So, not good, bro. No.
That's just the...
I don't like that.
That's so bad. I've had my dog drink like down at the beach, and then he throws up, and you know, like idiot. Quit drinking the seawater.
Dog. Her dog did that all weekend. She just it's coming out the other end.
Yeah. Then you feel. I mean, you don't think that that's going to kill him, but that's
you're an idiot, Sue.
Awful.
Yeah, and they say, unlike algae blooms, these mats, they don't affect the clarity of the water, so you can't really spot them.
Oh, gosh. That's super ass scary.
I don't like that.
No, it's right out.
Rest in peace.
Be careful out there. Little cedar.
Little cedar.
I'm sorry. I don't know what kind of dog cedar was, but I'm sure cedar was a good boy. How about that?
What's more important, Jace? Parks or police?
It's a loaded question. I'm going to say police.
Okay. Well, not everyone agrees with you.
I understand. But if you took away all of the, and then this is an extreme, but if you took away all the parks or you took away all the cops, pretty sure I know which one in a short period of time would be like, I think we should bring those back.
Well, they have voted. And the Portland City Council has taken nearly $2 million in one-time funds from the Portland Police Bureau and given it to Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Ron Swanson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know enough about how we use our money. I feel like we piss it all away in our wonderful city. But I think we have a, we certainly have a funding problem for the police. And I'm not certain that having, I don't know, like more green space, because you're not, with $2.5 million, you're not, what are you doing to a park? Like, what can you do with $2.5 million in the park department?
They're saying that there are parks in the Lentz area, which have not even opened yet, that face maintenance cuts. And they would like to assure you that this is not about reducing police effectiveness. Rather, it is about a balanced approach to public safety that includes well-maintained parks where families feel safe.
Let's find more sun.
Which, that doesn't make
sense. That doesn't make any sense, because if you gave me a park that was maybe a little janky, or the grass wasn't cut all the way, or maybe it had a rusty swing set on it, but you put a cop in the middle of it just hanging out, which one of those parks feels safer? The one with the janky swing set, but has a cop in it, or the one that's really that's a little better upkeep, but there's no authority figure there whatsoever.
Are cops protecting parks?
I would certainly hope that they're in the area patrolling.
What do you think? The parks have their own police?
I don't think that's the way that.
No, I just think that the cops don't care about the parks, so they probably aren't protecting.
Well, a lot of stuff goes down in parks.
A lot of stuff goes down in parks, which is why I said, like, especially out at, no offense, I'm not trying to crap on the area. We've all been out to Lentz, correct? It's not exactly the nicest part of the city. So maybe, just maybe, having one of those guys around there, just presence makes a difference. But I could just be an a-hole, so what do I know?
Well, here is Councilor Eric Zimmerman, who says, I have never seen a city council or a county commission in my life be so giddy to cut public safety. This is not a laughing matter. This is a city who was rocked 5 years ago. This is a city who has difficulty retaining officers. This is a city who has built back over the last 5 years. This is a city who has renewed its investment in the Portland police, and right now is not the time to cut public safety.
Who is this guy?
That's Eric Zimmerman.
Well, what is he?
Well, it says counselor.
Oh, well, for one time, let me just say this. I don't know what that means. Agree with whoever this guy is.
Dr. Zimmerman.
I do think we're like trying to dig our way out of this, and I think we're doing a pretty good job. And so now we're like, let's,
we've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
That is so perfect.
That worked.
Yeah.
Boy!
Yeah, I like this. What's easier to fix, an overgrown park or a city overrun by rampant homelessness and petty crime that goes unpunished? Thank you.
Won't those criminals be sad if they don't have a park?
Yeah, maybe if Lentz had parks, it would be safer. Yeah, because that's what keeps criminals out. They're like, hey, I want to get in some nefarious stuff. Wait, there's a park.
Because it makes me sad.
No one's ever done drugs or anything shady in a park before. My God.
Where are the homeless going to poop?
Your yard. That's why we need the parks.
True story.
All right. That is in the news. May 28, 2025. Thank you. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Thank you for being here. Up next, we will talk about Tyrese Haliburton. He's pretty good on the fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.